Hi, I'm Cathy Avent, Chief Operations Officer of the ARC Centre of Excellence for Environmental Decisions, and I'm here with Mick McCarthy.
Hi, I'm Mick McCarthy. I'm the Deputy Director of the ARC Centre of Excellence for Environmental Decisions, and we'd like to talk a little bit about the mentoring program and what we hope you'll get out of it, both as a mentor and as a mentee.
So thanks for joining the program. We will have sent you your matching pairs, so you'll be able to be contacting your mentors. And we've tried to do the matching process so that we've aligned people with the skills and expertise and the needs of the mentors. Mick, have you got any experience or advice you'd like to share about either your involvement in mentoring programs just for our candidates?
Yeah, okay. I've never actually been involved in a mentoring program as a mentee, but I've had plenty of mentors through my career. And one of the things we'd like you to realise is you will get assigned a mentor, but they're not going to necessarily be everything for you. So look to build a group of mentors throughout your career. The things that I've got out of it as being mentored is just career advice, information about opportunities, so sort of some networking assistance, helping me make contacts with other people. I've got feedback on grant applications, on job applications, advice about strategic career planning as well. So, what should I be doing in particular circumstances? So things like that. Even just advice about, team management, personnel management, things like that. I've also had advice from people. So I've probably had, closer to a dozen or even more mentors in my career, and I keep accumulating them as well.
Yeah.
And I draw on different people for different sorts of advice.
So one of the things about being in a mentoring program is that it largely needs to be mentee driven. So the expectation is that as the mentee, you'll reach out to your mentor and start making those arrangements for the first session, whether that be phone or video, or if you're in the same place, face to face. Mick, do you have any advice for the mentees or any suggestions on how to go about those meetings?
Yeah, okay. I think what you've got to do is plan what you want to get out of the program. And part of that will be trying to initially just figuring out what the mentor can provide you. Okay, so some of the initial meetings will really just be a sense of getting to know the mentor, helping the mentor get to know you as the mentee, and then you can sort of get a sense of what you need to get out of it and what you can get out of that particular mentoring relationship. So part of it is also just building the relationship. So that's part of just getting to know each other. I'd go into the meetings or even have a sense of a set of meetings with a pretty clear agenda about what you want to get out of each of the individual meetings. That'll help the mentor sort of prepare if they need to do any preparation, or at least just get their head in the right space for the meetings as well. You should probably realise both the mentor and the mentee are going to be pretty busy, so you're going to have to sort of plan ahead of time and potentially quite a long way ahead of time to arrange the schedule of meetings. So make sure as a mentee that you take, you're proactive about getting those meetings organised, really quite a long way ahead of time.
It is really important too as a mentee that you respect the availability of your mentor. You can't expect them to be on the phone at a moment's notice. Sometimes they might be able to be, but that's something that as a mentee you need to sort of forward manage and plan. But we are talking about very, very busy people with lots on their plate who are volunteering their time, which is much appreciated, but it really is important that you respect their preferred communication methods and giving them enough warning around the meetings and the sessions. And so that comes into that planning for you as a mentee. One of the things that can be really interesting for mentors is perhaps feeling like you have to have all of the answers. And I think that's what's really interesting about being a mentor is they're not meant to be necessarily in your field or an expert or someone who's taken the path that you necessarily want to take, but they've had a different experience. And so one of the things for mentors is being okay with saying, actually, I've never done that. I haven't experienced that, but let's talk it through. Do you have any thoughts on...
Yeah, look, you just want to... The mentor is someone who's going to be able to provide independent advice. And that's all it is. It's advice. In the end, the mentee is going to have to make the decisions about what they want to do. The mentor can, you know, act as a sounding board for ideas. They might have particular experience that be able to draw on to, you know, give some insights into the questions or issues that are confronting you. They also might be able to just help make contacts with other people. And so the mentor might say, well, I can't really help you, but I know so-and-so who might be able to. How about I introduce you to them? Or there might be some resources at the universities, you know, that are set up by each of the universities to be able to say, okay, go to the employment assistance program or go to this careers website or have information about that. I know, I mean, one of the things I do for all of my, for all the people I mentor when they've got a job application, I say, go to the university's websites, look at their HR section. They've got about 100 possible interview questions. Look through all of them and think about what answers you provide to all of those questions. So those sort of resources are available. And I don't pretend to think that I'm going to know all 100 possible interview questions that might come up in an interview.
Mm. So as mentors, we aim for people to gain out of the program, and it can be very rewarding seeing people get clarity about what they want based on, you know, conversations that you have. What would you expect as a mentor, or what have you gained as a mentor?
Okay, things I've gained as a mentor is really just a sense of satisfaction. I mean, I don't pretend that I make a massive change to people through the things, through my mentoring. In some cases, I make bigger changes than in others. But even if I just make a small change, that sense that, you know, that's a change or a difference I've made that will probably accumulate over that person's career for 20, 30 or 40 years is actually pretty satisfying. So seeing people be able to achieve things, and if you've sort of helped them, you know, just a little bit to achieve some things in their career, then that is actually really rewarding. So that's one of the things I get. The other thing is, I, you know, I provide advice, and it's, you know, this is always the do as I say, not do as I do. And so, you know, I provide some advice, but I look at my own CV or my own job applications or my own grant applications and think, well, how well do I conform to my own advice? And so just thinking through, well, what do you actually need to see in various applications or ways of presenting yourself? What do you need to see? What do I see in myself? And you can sort of even, you know, basically teaching yourself what needs to be done. So that's also really useful as well as a mentor. The things that I think that I provide as a mentor, and I'd expect would be similar, are not issues around how do I solve this particular research problem. That's not the scope of what we'd expect as a mentor. It's really around strategic career advice, trying to think, for example, about, you know, what needs to be done within your career with all the constraints that you've got on it in the rest of your life, either family or work constraints or, you know, geographic constraints because of personal commitments. But those sort of issues, you know, clearly in the realm of a mentor. The other thing I do is provide feedback on grant applications, job applications. I talk to, you know, after someone might go through an interview process, I'll talk to them afterwards about their experience and, you know, the way that they present themselves. You know, one of the things I have been able to do is just be able to help the mentees articulate their experience better within applications. So I'm not going to be able to change their experiences. I can help them think about what experiences they might need to achieve in the next year or two to help them become more competitive. But I'm also able to help them articulate that. I've done a fair bit of looking at CVs throughout my career. So I've got a sense of both what I like to see in a CV and what other people like to see in a CV, because I've sat on quite a lot of committees of various sorts, both job selection committees and grant application committees. So I sort of have a sense of the range of opinions about what to see in both applications and CVs. And also provide advice on the attributes that employers are looking for, both for academic jobs and for non-academic jobs. So they're the sort of the range of things that I do as a mentor, and I guess that's the domain of things that we'd expect our mentors to be providing to our mentees in this program.
Yeah, so we're really not talking about, you know, technical or research-specific support. They're the things that you would get from your supervisor or your line manager or specialist researchers in the field. So it's more general sort of support for career and sometimes just navigating the complexities of where you're at in terms of positioning you, your life and your career and the direction that you're taking. One of the things for mentors is also sometimes we all go through some challenges, and as part of the mentoring program, challenges may come up for the mentees, but you as a mentor may not feel that you're best placed to help the mentee navigate some of those challenges. And it's quite okay for you to actually refer them on to other support services, employee assistance programs. And I think our mentees need to understand that, you know, your mentor isn't a counsellor or a doctor. So that's not the kind of support that you're going to receive. So if you are going through things like that, do reach out to other resources. You may feel that you want to discuss it with your mentor, but be okay with the idea that they may feel that it's not the right thing that they're able to support you with. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, look, it's as the mentors, you've got to figure out what you can do and what you can't do. So if you feel like you're out of your depth, either reach out to myself or Kathy or Jonathan or someone else. Try and refer the person you're mentoring on to someone who might be able to help them in the particular matter if you're unable to. We're not expecting the mentors to do everything for the people they're mentoring. The mentees should develop a set of mentors throughout their career, and the mentors that we've allocated in this program are just hopefully just one of maybe half a dozen or more people who that person can gain assistance from.
We will be uploading as well some additional resources for both mentors and mentees, so make sure you have a listen or a watch or a read of those materials, and make the most of the programs. Anything else from you, Nick?
Yeah, I just get engaged in it as early as possible. If you're the mentee, think about exactly what you want to get out of the program. Discuss that with your mentor if you're not exactly sure about the range of things and what could be discussed in your meetings. But get involved and active as soon as possible. Get in touch with your mentor, set up some meetings as soon as possible, and get started. Because it's really about just building a relationship that you can probably then draw on for the rest of your career. But it's not going to get started unless you get started on it.
That's right. So as mentors, being proactive, make sure you've downloaded the guidelines, and the second part of that is the mentoring agreement. And so we really do want you to actually work through that in your first session so that you're quite clear with your mentor about how the sessions are going to happen, the frequency, the preferred mode of communication, and the kinds of things that you actually want to work through. And it really is important that you you do that early on, because it's quite easy. Sometimes, you know, mentoring programs can just turn into you having a coffee occasionally if you're co-located. And sometimes that's fine. But sometimes it's actually not the best use of your mentor, and it can often result from maybe not being as proactive as you could be. So make the most of it. People are making their time available, which we're very appreciative of, and enjoy the program.
Yep, thanks for being involved, and let us know how it goes. If you think there's particularly good aspects, let us know about those, but also let us know if there's things that need to be improved, and we'll work on trying to improve them. If you're having any difficulties, get in touch with myself, Kathy, or Jonathan Rhodes, and we'll try and help you.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
See you.